Mark Tagubin. Hello, friend, and greeting once again in the wonderful name of the Lord Jesus Christ. For the bread of God is he which cometh down from heaven, and giveth life unto the world. And Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. This is Bob Griggs with the Bread of Life broadcast, and I want to invite you to get your Bible or New Testament, and, pardon me, turn with me to the book of Romans. That's the sixth book in the New Testament, Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, Acts, and Romans. Romans chapter 6, and that's where we're going to be studying in Romans chapter 5, 6, 7, and 8. We're going to spend just a little while considering the victorious Christian life, the kind of life that the believer can have when they are delivered from the bondage of sin. We're talking about how many times Christians try to live the Christian life in the energy of the flesh, that is, under the programming of the old flesh. That's the way the children of Israel tried to live. As they were delivered from Egyptian bondage, they kept talking about going back to Egypt. They kept grumbling and complaining at the hardness and the difficulties that they encountered. They quickly forgot the suffering that they experienced in Egypt. They quickly forgot the bondage and the harshness of living under the taskmaster of the Egyptians. All they remembered was some of the good things that they did enjoy. And so they kept saying it would be better for us to go back to Egypt. And how many times after an individual puts their faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, accepts him as Savior, they are tempted to go back to the old life. They're tempted to go back to the old paths. Why? Because they're more familiar. They know how to live a life of sin. The old flesh contributes to that because there's sin that indwells this fleshly body. Let's consider that today. Turn with me to Romans chapter 7, and let's think for a few minutes about sin that indwells these fleshly bodies and why the believer has a struggle with sin in the flesh. The Apostle Paul in Romans chapter 7 has been talking about the law. And verse 12 of Romans 7, he says, Wherefore the law is holy, and the commandment holy and just and good. Was then that which is good made death unto me? God forbid. 1,000 times no, certainly not. But sin, that it might appear sin, working death in me by that which is good, that sin by the commandment might become exceeding sinful. You see, a lot of times, after a person accepts the Lord as Savior, they try to live by the law. They try to live by do's and don'ts. I should not do this. I should not do that. I should not do something else. I should do this, I should do that, I should do something else. Now that's true. There's many things that we should not do under the law. It was given to open our eyes to the truth and to help us to see the truth. But did you know that you can live a victorious Christian life in the power of the Holy Spirit of God, and you do not have to try to do it in your own strength and in your own ability, but through the indwelling Christ, through Christ living in us and through us, by our yielding to the Holy Spirit, by our walking after the Spirit rather than after the flesh, by getting into the Word of God and studying the truth of God's Word. We begin to grow in our spiritual walk with the Lord. We begin to mature, and we begin to learn how to live victoriously. We begin to understand that there's sin that indwells this fleshly body, and as long as we're in this body, we're going to have a battle with sin, because there's sin, the law of sin, that is at work in this body. Let me read it to you here in verse 14. For we know that the law is spiritual, but I am carnal, sold under sin. Now, Paul says the law of God is spiritual, but he says, I'm carnal, I'm fleshly. The word carnal means centered around the flesh. We've lived for many, many years trying to satisfy the appetites and desires of the flesh. Now we come to know Jesus Christ as Savior. We're born again. We're liberated from the bondage that we've known for so long. It's wonderful. It's glorious. It's delightful. And we want to serve the Lord. But then things begin to not work out the way we expected things to be. We don't see victory in all aspects of our Christian walk, but we begin to stumble and fall back into the snares and traps of sin. And we say, what's wrong with me? And we repent and we say, Lord, with your help, I will never do that again. I will never do that again. Only the emphasis is on the I. I'm not going to do it again, because I, in my own strength, purpose, I will not. Beloved, that's not going to work. The only way that you cannot fall back into some sinful practice or habit is through the power of the indwelling Holy Spirit, by yielding yourself to Him and by letting Him take possession of your life and of your body. Because this is the struggle Paul knew. Notice again what he says, for we know that the law is spiritual, but I am carnal, centered around the flesh, sold under sin. For that which I do, I allow not. For what I would, that do I not. But what I hate, that do I. Well, it sounds like a lot of contradictions, doesn't it? He says, what I do not, what I do, I allow not. He said, I'm doing things that I don't intend to do. And what I want to do, I don't follow through. I don't accomplish it. Verse 16, if then I do that which I would not, I consent unto the law that it is good. He said, I'm certainly proving that the law is good and that I can't keep the law. Verse 17, but now here is a very important scripture, and I hope you'll underline this, circle this, and verse 18, and really make it stand out in your Bible, because this is a key, these are key verses. Now then, it is no more I that do it, but sin that dwelleth in me. Now notice what Paul's saying here. He said, this is not really me that's doing these things, but it's sin that's indwelling me. Well, what does he mean by the word me? Well, notice verse 18. For I know that in me, that is in my flesh. Ah, here's the problem. There's something in this physical body that keeps causing me to stumble. What is it? I know that in me, that is in my flesh, dwelleth no good thing. Notice what he's saying. He said, in this body, in this fleshly body, there's no good thing. For to will is present with me, but how to perform that which is good I find not. Now here's where the battle comes in. He says, I purpose that I'm going to serve the Lord. I'm going to be a witness for the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm going to be a testimony. The next time I meet some individual that I know is lost, I'm going to witness to them. And the next time we get around them, other things come up. We talk about the weather. We talk about various things that are happening in our lives, but somehow we don't get around to talking to them about the Lord. We don't get around to talking to them about the spiritual things and about their eternal destiny. Why? Well, fear. I'm afraid they won't like me if I talk to them about the Lord. I'm afraid they'll stay away from me. I like this person, and I'm afraid they won't be my friend if I do this and if I talk to them about their sin and make them to realize they need Jesus as their Savior. And so, out of fear, out of fear of losing their friendship, out of fear of making them mad, out of fear of getting them upset, we won't witness to them. Fear. This is one of the old sins that we knew in the past, and we're in bondage to all kinds of fears. But Christ came to deliver us from the fears. Christ came to set us free. And so Paul says, I know that in me that is in this flesh, according to my reasoning, according to my thinking, there dwells no good thing, for to will is present with me, but how to follow through, how to do that which is good, that's where I fall short. Verse 19, for the good that I would, I do not, but the evil that I would not, that I do. Now he's getting into the root of the matter. Verse 20, now if I do that I would not, it is no more I that do it, but sin that dwelleth in me. Now, what does he mean by me? Remember, me refers to the flesh. It refers to this old body. And he says there's sin indwelling this body. And that's what keeps getting in the way and keeping me from doing what I know I should do. Verse 21, I find then a law. Now, I want you to notice, here's a law. We know what laws are. There's a law called the law of gravity. When you throw something up, it's going to come back down because of the pull of the gravitational pull of the earth. There's a gravitational pull on the earth. When you trip, you don't go up in the air. You fall down to the earth because of gravity, the pull of gravity. It's the law of gravity. Well, here's another law. A law that applies to your spiritual life. Verse 21. I find then a law that when I would do good, evil is present with me. Whenever you set out to do good, evil is going to raise its ugly head because there's sin indwelling this body. Verse 22. For I delight in the law of God after the inward man. That's the spiritual part of you. But I see another law in my members, warring against the law of my mind and bringing me into captivity to the law of sin which is in my members. Notice that. There's a law of sin that's at work within the members of this physical body that trips me up and that hinders me. Till next time, goodbye.